Justin Witten, W-H-I-T-T-O-N. Justin Witten is a 24-year-old young man. Comes in today with cough, body aches, not feeling well, nasal congestion, fever. His leg has been hurting, but he thinks it's because he was working too hard last weekend. He's 24 years old, under social. He's not married, but his girlfriend is pregnant. He helps manufacture aluminum rails. He doesn't smoke, but he does drink occasionally. He's very active. Allergies, azithromycin, family history, diabetes, hypertension. His father has both diabetes and hypertension, but they're better after he lost 50 pounds. Surgery, non-medical problems, ADHD. Medication, he takes Prozac. He's supposed to see a psychiatrist for ADHD medication, but he's not taking any at this time. COVID immunization is up to date. He's had 2 doses of immunization. Review of system, body aches, cough, congestion, nasal congestion, has had some nausea, no vomiting, leg pain, arm pain, severe muscle aches, has had swelling in his neck, most likely related to lymphadenopathy, and has had dizziness off and on. 207 pounds, 99%, 99.2, 1689, 137 over 89, heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs, few ronchi, otherwise clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx, is reddening, neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment, as far as the lower extremity pain is concerned, DVT was ruled out in face of COVID-19. Add aspirin, add vitamin D, next number, because of COVID-19, we'll treat him with Augmentin 875 BID, Medrol dose pack in Bromfed, next number is Decadron, 8 milligram now, next number is Rosefenigram now, next number is lots of liquid, next number is aspirin, next number is 81 milligram for 7 days, next number is vitamin D, next number is ADHD stable, next number has taken steroids with ADHD without any issues or problems. Next number, we looked at his carotid and his neck. Ultrasound, with ultrasound, he does have lymphadenopathy. His carotid is within normal limits. Next number, we also looked at his upper and lower extremity. No DVT was found, as I mentioned. Next number, his abdominal ultrasound, which was done for nausea, was completely within normal limits. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length and mom before leaving the clinic. Thank you.